In Pasco, the Franklin County coroner has called repeatedly for an inquest into the police shooting of a farm worker early last year. The coroner wants to hold an inquest even though a lengthy multi-agency investigative report absolved the officers. Thursday, the latest roadblock to an inquest fell away. Here's correspondent Anna King.
Here's the backstory. The proposed inquest into the death of Antonio Zambrano Montes has been iced several times. First, the Superior Court judges refused to host it in the county courthouse. Then, the Franklin County commissioners said they wouldn't pay for the inquest. Then, the county prosecutor said he wouldn't take part. And then, one of the police officers who shot the farm worker filed a suit saying the coroner is biased and shouldn't be allowed to lead the inquest. But that officer just dropped his case.
Correspondent Anna King. Now Franklin County Coroner Dan Blaisdell plans to go ahead with the inquest as soon as June. The inquest would be information only. A charge could only be brought by the county prosecutor. Antonio Zambrano Montes was throwing rocks in a crowded intersection in early 2015 when he was shot to death by three Pasco police officers.